eyes up. Mama, you're forced to be reckoned, juggling it all with grace. You've been stepping, working from home, chasing dreams from afar. You're an inspiration, shining just like a star. Every day's a battle you're pushing through the grind, balancing your passions, leaving no dream behind. Remote work with little ones by your side. You're showing the world that you're a force to confide.
Hi there, and welcome to the Remote Mom Collective. I'm Brittany, your companion here at the Remote Mom. You might hear my dog in the background. He is 16 years old and he's elderly and he has all kinds of issues and he's hacking up a lung right now, of course. So we're just gonna let it be because that's what happens when you work from home, right? So a little bit about me. I am Brittany. I've been working remotely since 2007. My husband was in the military for 20 years and he just retired this past year. So depending on when you're listening to this, it could be a couple years from now, it could be last year, it could be several years from now. That's the great thing about podcasts is that content is evergreen. But he retired in June of 23. And during that time, when he was active duty, I had the opportunity to work remotely. I was kind of a unicorn in the military spouse community. One of my biggest passions is military spouse employment. So as we get to know each other, you'll learn that that's one of the reasons why I started a podcast several years ago. I had a successful military spouse podcast with a co-host. We were invited to speak at PodFest. She went on behalf of us and spoke on the military stage. We had 50,000 downloads within the first couple of months. It was a great, great, great ride. So here I am picking up the podcast microphone again and shifting gears a little bit to broaden my audience, changing it from military spouses now to moms who work remotely, want to work remotely, maybe we're wanting to phase into entrepreneurship. So this is our place to learn together. I'm learning here too. I have a lot of experience working from home, but there's things that I need to learn too, and I want to learn that from you. So the goal of this podcast is for us to learn from each other. We're going to explore resources. We're going to provide all kinds of resources for you. I plan on creating a career test. I plan on offering a course. I plan on providing digital products for you guys. I've got big plans for this podcast. And one of the things that I'm really working on is consistency in my personal life. So this podcast is going to help me with consistency. I'm going to put out new content for everybody. And hopefully you'll be along for the ride. And maybe we can share your story. Maybe you have a unique story to help inspire other moms who either want to work remotely or maybe they currently work remotely and they're struggling. These are the things that we need to talk about. So going back to my experience of working remotely, I started working in an office. And then when we moved or when my husband got relocated because of the Navy, I had to put in my notice to my job that I worked at in person. And I said, these are my options. I can work remotely for you or I have to quit. And back in 2006, that was not something that people did. People did not really work remotely. So unfortunately, the company I worked for at the time said, we're not going to be able to keep you on as a remote employee. However, good luck to you. We'll stay in touch if anything opens up. About a year later, something opened up. They had an opening and it was easier to rehire me than it was to hire a brand new employee and train them and utilize that ramp up time. I knew the systems, I knew everything that needed to be done. So I actually stayed with that company for a good chunk of my husband's military career. I was with that company for about 15 years total and learned lots of things, did lots of things during that time frame. We moved back and forth across country multiple times. So I have the experience of working from home for a company that typically didn't offer remote work. They made an exception for me, which I was so grateful for. And during that time, I realized that employment was something that was a big pain point in the military spouse community. So I created a blog. I then had my daughter, and childcare was hard to find because you can't have a baby at home while you're working. It's just really hard. So navigating childcare for military families was something that you couldn't find a lot of information on when I had my daughter. So I had a blog for that. Then it morphed into the podcast. And then it fizzled out. Life changed. My podcast co-host, her life changed. So we ended the podcast in 2020. And I really missed getting behind the microphone every couple of weeks. We released bi-weekly episodes, and I realized it was something that I really enjoyed doing. I'm not used to being by myself behind the microphone. And this particular episode is completely unscripted. I'm literally just sitting here on the floor in my master bedroom, just talking to you. So this is real. This is authentic. This is me. One of the things over the past couple of years that have really kind of been a part of my life has been spirituality, manifestation. I'm convinced that I manifested my job that I'm currently in right now. I am convinced. If you don't believe in manifestation, that's totally fine. But one of the things that you need to think about is those people who wake up and say, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be famous, and they do everything that they possibly can to be famous, and they end up famous. They did it. They manifested that. So when you manifest things, it doesn't necessarily mean the universe is involved, and maybe it is. I kind of believe that it is. But when you want something so badly, you're going to put forth the action to make it happen. So there is that action part of manifestation that is required, and you can't just sit there. So we'll talk about those kinds of things on this podcast. If you don't believe in manifesting or you think it is woo-woo, that's totally fine. And you can do it with what you want with that information. I personally believe in manifestation, law of attraction. I think what you put out in the world is what you're going to get back. I believe in karma. So we're going to talk about those kinds of things on this podcast. I want to interview you. I want to share real stories. I want to help us create businesses online so that we can bring in additional income, so that maybe we can quit our full-time jobs. So these are the kinds of things that we can do together on this podcast journey. So I'm calling myself the remote mom, but I'm really just using that as a way to define myself in this world of multiple different experts. There really wasn't a podcast that was for remote working moms or moms who want to work remotely. So I do feel like there are several of us out there. There's definitely a need for community. Goodness, we sit at home all day long and we work remotely, and then family comes home and we live where we work and we work where we live and we can't escape, and it just feels so suffocating sometimes, doesn't it? So we need community. And whether that's an online community, whether that's an in-person community, whatever that is for you, we need that. So I'm going to encourage you to get out and network in person. I'm going to encourage you to network online. We'll have a Facebook group for this podcast. We definitely need to lean on each other. So this is a community that we're building here. And I'm saying we're building because you are part of this. And we can't do things alone. We weren't meant to do things alone. So let's use this as a way to help each other. My podcast, my blog that I had for military spouses, my tagline was, let's support and inspire each other. I ended everything with, let's support and inspire each other. And I want to bring that over to this podcast because I think it's such an important message. If we can't be there to support for whatever reason, then let's inspire. Let's be inspired. So I think we can do that for each other, and we should have a safe space where we can bounce ideas and feel real and don't feel ashamed. And, you know, being vulnerable is something that is really hard for me, but that's something that you have to do. So we're going to go through this together, and we are going to have fun with this. We're going to see where this goes. I'm excited to see where this goes. And if you have any ideas or questions or anything at all, anything that you want to listen about or anything that you want to learn about, or maybe you want to be a guest, please let me know. This is our podcast. This is for us. Let's do this together. So let's utilize this space. Tell me what you want to hear and let's just support and inspire each other. I'm so excited that you're here. Tell your friends. Let's do this.
Coffee brewing under dim light. Your laptop's open, ready to take flight. Moments of solitude where you find your zen. Together we're connected as a tribe within.